match. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Sportsman. Mikey V, Joey D, I'm the big ticket. Guys, let's just jump into this one. Let's start with Daytona 500.
It was pretty cool.
From the outside looking in, it looked like you guys had one hell of a weekend, just hanging out with each other more than anything. So walk me through that. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, weather, I mean, we've been snake bitten with this weather two weekends in a row. Arizona was not great. And Daytona was terrible. I mean, the weather was terrible.
It didn't stop raining.
It rained from Saturday morning to Monday when our planes took off. So unfortunately, we missed the race, but the NASCAR people couldn't have been better. They drove us around the track. They showed us, you know, the merch tent. They hooked us up with merch. Met a couple of the drivers, obviously, at K1 Speedway. We did the go-karting with them rather than doing the golf because of the rain again. Listen, I think watching the race on Monday a little bit, watching bits and pieces and able to watch it, I think we would have had a spectacular time, man, if we actually got to go to the race. Because I think NASCAR, the way they were hooking it up, I think we would have been able to be in the pits, the suite. You know, I think we would have just had so many cool experiences. So it sucks that it didn't happen, but hopefully, you know, they come back again for next year or a different race. And we could actually get the full-on experience of a huge race like that, because it was electric, man. I mean, the place was packed. It was mobbed. There was people everywhere. You couldn't get from point A to point B. You know, every like restaurant in the vicinity, every parking lot. It was just a huge party. I mean, there were guys shotgunning beers in a parking lot that was like crazy. 10 miles away from the stadium. Yeah. You know, that had nothing to do with it. But of course it did, because that's what everyone's there for. So it was very cool. And yeah, well, I think we had a great time just hanging out and doing what we did, but hopefully next time we get to actually catch the race.
Yeah, I would say that we had a great time hanging out, but you know, you would say that the reason we were there was to get in on, you know, especially someone like myself, who's never really partaken in any kind of race when it comes to NASCAR. I've never watched one. I've never been a part of one. So I was looking forward to kind of getting up close and personal look at how that operates and the pit crews and everything. And you know, unfortunately, you know, we didn't get to do it, but I will say that leaves the door open for, you know, for the future where we can experience another opportunity, maybe not Daytona, but maybe, you know, maybe another venue. Las Vegas has an Indy or has a NASCAR race.
Yeah,
apparently that's really fun. So we'll see. But I will say this, that from like a content creator side, working alongside NASCAR, these guys are some of the easiest to work with. They were so accommodating. They were so awesome. They really treated us so well. That it makes me want to continue to like support them and like actually get to know the in-depth inside of how that whole world works.
And you know what?
I don't know.
You know what? When you work for a company like that, even if it's in, you know, basically a, you know, a pro bono capacity, you know, and they just let us be ourselves and kind of just do what we do best. And you could see that the content just slapped. I mean, from Joe's video of waking up and thinking that the race was going on, from Bob's mirror video, from Perez going into the pool, to my AI post with the guys in the race car outfits through the artificial intelligence. Like they didn't like cookie cut us at all. And there's nothing worse than getting like cookie cut, nonsensical scripted stuff that you got to spit out. Of course, you're going to have to do ad reads. Of course, you're going to have to mention certain things that they want you, certain tags, hashtags. I understand. But from the creative standpoint, I mean, they just kind of let us take the ball and run with it, and good on them, because I think the content, I mean, was spectacular. I mean, all of our stuff got great numbers on it. So I think that was good for them, and it was really appreciated. I appreciated it, certainly.
Tick, are you familiar with NASCAR? Have you ever been to races?
Yeah, I've been to like 10 races. I've been to a ton.
Oh.
Tick said he was a big NASCAR guy.
Yeah, I went to Dover a lot. I went to Richmond, New Hampshire.
I heard Talladega's a time.
Talladega. See, but the thing about those bigger tracks, the 2.5 milers or the 2 milers, is you can't see the whole track. So right. It's more about the experience. I mean, I wish you guys could have heard how loud it gets too. You got to wear the
people
earplugs.
Told me almost that's what the driver. That's what the drivers were saying, that it was. It's so loud.
You need earplugs.
Yeah, you do.
You can't watch 200 laps without earplug. I mean, you're going to be deaf. You're going to hurt yourself. But yeah, that so wait, you guys did still get to go in the pace car? They still got to
No, everything
got canceled.
Everything got canceled. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys said they took you around the track.
They took us around the outside of the track. I'm sorry, not inside
the merch area. We got a bunch of stuff, and
it sounds like they're, like you guys just said, sounds like they're great partners. I thought awesome. For sure that they're they were awesome. Gonna be like, sorry, listen, guys, I know it sucks, but you got to come to the race, and I'm sorry it's on Monday.
Well, that
now.
Was the thing. We said that we had booked our flights back for the Monday. They said, okay, that's fine.
Wow. That's incredible, man. That's
they great. They still got a lot of push from us though, man. Like sure, they've got sure. a lot of eyes on their product, and probably from a demographic that maybe not necessarily is a demographic that typically watches or looks at NASCAR. And I got to tell you, my son, I added on for Dominic. He was getting such a kick out of it, just watching the cars go around. So I brought him back a little metal Dale Earnhardt car, and he was loving it, dude. He was loving it. He thought it was the greatest thing. So they may have a new young fan in their midst. They certainly have an older one. I know all of us appreciated it and liked what we saw. So hopefully we stay involved to a degree.
Yeah, all your guys' videos were great. I got to tell you, the one of Perez, though, falling into the pool.
Oh.
That's one of the funniest fucking things.
He didn't know what he was going to do. It was like midway through the day. He was like, well, everybody's got things posted. I guess I'll go fuck myself. and then we're watching a game, and all of a sudden he's like, I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, what are you going to do? He's like, I just need Bob to hold the camera, and I'm going to belly flop into the pool. And he didn't even say anything more. I was like,
even us going to dinner in the NASCAR jackets, I mean, it was just so outrageous, man. It was outrageous. But that's kind of what that whole weekend just feels like. It's just an absurd crew of people down there, man. So I don't think you could really be that crazy in that situation, because you got some crazy people down there. Crazy.
Is the bigger ticket? Is he a fan of NASCAR?
Oh, he's a mat. He watches Indy cars. He watches NASCAR. I mean, he's been into
What's
racing
the difference
his whole
between
life.
Indy cars and the NASCARs?
Indy cars, I mean, it's a completely different style of racing. The cars, if you look at them, are completely different, but they're like toned down F1 cars. They look a lot like F1 cars, but they don't go as fast, and they don't go off-road very much, which is all F1 really is off-road tracks. But they go in circles. You know, they turn left, the same as NASCAR. They're just in a different style car. I don't know nearly as much about that as I do about F1 and NASCAR, but... Yeah, my bigger ticket's a big fan of all that stuff.
I love that.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll say about it is, even though you guys, it would have been great to go to the race that Sunday where you guys were just hanging out. I imagine you were making bets. That had to be a great time. That
started early with the English Premier League.
Yeah, EPL. That's been like
7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's been like the theme of the last like 2 weekends in Arizona too. We would start with EPL and then go to college basketball, golf, and then like end in NBA basketball. It's just so bad. So bad.
Did you guys win?
We won in the beginning and then we got mushed.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob really mushed us.
Oh, he is the worst. He likes to push the blame off to the jet. Bob is the worst gambler of all time. He sucks. He stinks. I love the
so
guy.
So much to the point we had Manchester United, I think, to win by one and a half goals.
They had to win.
Yeah. Ticket, they were up 2-0 in the 14th minute. They scored in the first minute. Bob walks downstairs in the 17th minute, 820th minute.
Instant goal.
Luton Town scored. And from that point onwards, it looked like we were facing
Man U. Man U had like 3 breakaways, one-on-one against the goalie, and they couldn't score after that. It was just one of the sickest losses I've ever seen. It was horrible. Horrible.
He's a fucking mush, dude.
Sick, man.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year... Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
All right, guys, let's move on to a little bit of college football. They have sort of set the parameters on how this new 12-man playoff is going to look. It sounds like there is a guaranteed top five champions of each conference of the five highest seeded teams. And then the next highest seeded teams that weren't conference champions, the next seven then are the rest of the field there. Mikey, I mean, do you like this? Do you like the way that they're doing that? Do you think it should just be the flat out top 12, or how do you feel about this new format?
I think it's fine because it's 12. If it was eight and they said the top five have to be the conference champions, then I think it could get dicey. But the fact that you still have seven spots open after you give away the five to the champions is going to cover those like SEC, Big Ten, ACC teams that are just outside of, you know, like a Georgia, like that'll be covered. Right. Like an LSU, potentially, that'll be covered. Like an Ohio State, that'll be covered. A Penn State, that'll be covered. So you'll still get those fringe teams in the big dog conferences in there. The issue I have is like, who the fuck is left in the Pac-12, dude? Like, who's left? Like, it's the bottom of the barrel scraping. It's the dregs. Like, that is going to be a wasted spot to some degree, in my opinion, because that conference is Washington's gone.
Yeah,
Washington's gone. Oregon's gone. USC's gone. UCLA's gone. Like, who's left?
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. Arizona, the mighty Arizona football team. When's the last time there? You know, they have been relevant since I don't know when. But anyway, I don't have an issue with it only because there's seven additional spots. Had there only been, three, then I'd say, you know, that's cutting it close and it's a waste of a spot for a really good SEC or Big Ten or Big 12 team. But that shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be great. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Anything's going to be better than what last year was. And seeing teams go undefeated, not make the playoff. I mean, that's just this is going to settle a lot of bullshit that has gone awry, a lot of politics for many years. This will hopefully settle the score. And what I think you'll see, Michael, is I think you'll see some teams who sneak into the playoff will end up actually upsetting some of these bigger teams, because I think the nature of college football is so unprecedentedly, like, you know, up and down. You never know what you're going to get. Like, 1 week, one team looks unbelievable. The next week, they don't look that great at all. So I think that this will lead to a lot more parity, and it'll be pretty interesting to see what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited that, you know, I'm excited that the top four are going to get a bye. I think teams are going to be gunning very hard still. Like, people will say, well, the regular season games don't mean as much. I think towards the end of the season, you'll see that they do, because those teams are going to want to buy, because no one's going to want to have to win four playoff games to win the national championship. No one's going to want to do that. Yeah. You're also going to get to see home teams that are the higher seeds play a home playoff game before you get into that next round, which is really going to be cool. I mean, to see a college football playoff game in a team's home stadium, you think about the most raucous crowds in sports. To me, automatically, I go to college football. Those are the most raucous crowds in all of sports. And now you're going to put a playoff game at potentially like in a Death Valley or in the swamp or in Beaver Stadium on a whiteout game. That is going to be insanity. That is going to be must-watch, can't-miss TV. I'm getting chills thinking about it. I can't fucking wait. I cannot wait. It's going to be great.
So for those top four spots that get a bye, is that just regardless, no matter what, if you won the conference championship or not? Is it just the top four ranked teams that are in there?
But I don't know if, like, are they saying that the top five seeds are the conference champions?
Yeah, that's what I'm unsure
of. So then I would imagine that the controversy is going to come on the fifth team. Right. Who's going to be four and who's going to be five? So that's going to leave some controversy there, because if there's two power fives that are undefeated, well, not all of them are going to be undefeated, but if there's two one-loss power fives and they're going to have to determine who's the fourth and who's the fifth, that's going to be a huge determination. So the committee's not completely off the hook they're still in a very hard spot, because they're going to have to make a determination on who's going to get the bye and who's not. And there's always going to be the team that doesn't get it. That's the fifth seed is going to complain that they didn't get it. But on the flip side, they're going to get a true home game against the lowest seeded team left in the playoff.
So, Michael, I don't know how better than not making really the playoffs at all, which would have been the alternative in the past.
That true. And they host the game and it's against the lowest seeded team. So But I mean, you want the bye. I mean, you want the bye. Of course you want the bye, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be so cool, man. It's going to be cool.
So too. I mean, certainly where we've been coming from. So, all right, let's move on here. Joey D, you're one of the only guys I know still hanging on to the NBA. Did you get a chance to watch the All-Star game? Did you watch?
That wasn't an intro. What an intro.
No, it's true.
No, but it is, though. It is one of the few guys hanging on to the NBA.
That I know. There's plenty of them.
The NBA, the NBA stinks.
It's it doesn't stink.
It sure does. Mac McClung, again, is in the slam dunk contest. The guy doesn't even play in the league. What are we doing here, man?
Is that right?
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
That's the second year in a row that they've done this.
Guy, what is he playing?
He's in the G League, I think. Yeah,
he was 76ers, though, right?
Last year he was. I didn't even watch this year, but I know he won. Joe.
Yeah, no, I'm not making excuses for it. It was horrible. Michael and we turned on the fucking All-Star game for a minute, and you want to hear something really sick. You want to hear something sick?
Oh, my God.
Mikey goes, it was at halftime. He goes, guys, can you believe the live over-under for the game?
375 and a half.
By the way, it went over by like 20 points.
Sure it did.
Bob goes, oh, I might hammer the under.
Oh,
Bob, you want to hammer an under in an All-Star game? So we turned it on. Thankfully, Bob didn't put anything on it. But, like, they were just chucking threes up from almost mid-court. And then no one's...
And they're throwing threes. Like, in transition, they just don't play transition defense.
Oh, so no, there's no bucket. Rare times, the rare time somebody took the ball into the hole, they just got a free dunk. It was like there was no one even near.
Mm-hmm.
It was some of the worst.
It's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
I said to Mikey, I was like, could you imagine like paying hard-earned money for a ticket to go to that game? By the way, the halftime show was one of the worst things
Who was it?
Jordan Sparks or whatever, the fucking American Idol winner.
They would have been better off with Bubba Sparks. Remember Bubba Sparks?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
They would have been better off with sign language. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen, man. It was the whole thing. I mean, we watched maybe 15 minutes and we had to.
It was unwatchable. It was unwatchable.
So pathetic. And you know, it's sad because I remember back in the day, like, you know, the NBA All-Star game, at the very least, the skills competition was like must watch
always
sport,
awesome.
Television. Yeah. It was so
must watch TV back in the day.
It was one of the best things in sports.
You would be waiting all year for the dunk contest.
Correct.
Literally. Yeah.
I know.
And then it slowly deteriorated where like the top players no longer participated in the NBA dunk. You know, it started with LeBron, never competed, and for whatever reason, they thought they were getting hurt, or who knows what the fuck, man. And then now they don't even have players in the league. They got guys who you don't even know who the fuck are taking dunks. And, you know, and it used to be, I even remember when, who was it, Dwight Howard was jumping over fucking cars. At least back then, I mean, they were still entertaining. But it's gotten to a point now where it's just it's pretty brutal.
Blake Griffin jumped over a Kia.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Vince Carter and like, come on, man. Like, there's no comparison.
It used to be awesome, man. It used to be awesome.
Yeah.
LeBron started that trend of all stars not participating at all, and everyone
started a lot of shitty trends. Yeah. He really did. He started some he started the I'm going to take my talent to that trend.
Sure.
He started the guys ducking out of the dunk contest, that trend.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a horrible trendsetter.
Jed has a good one on him. He said he always carries a book, like when you see him like near an interview, but it always looks like he's only on the first page.
Oh, that was me.
Was that you?
The bubble, he was always on the first page of a Malcolm X book, and he had his glasses on, and he wanted us to know that he's getting involved in, you know, the politics that were going on at that time during the bubble and the pandemic. And he was just such a fraud. Like, bro, you don't have to. I can't get into him, man. He's unbearable. He's dude, do you remember that one All-Star game? I remember it being the last good one where at the end of the game, LeBron refused to take the last shot and he passed it. And then Kobe got in his ass.
Kobe, oh, I remember that.
Kobe and him were Kobe, fighting man. For such a long time. He was like, what the fuck are you doing? You're the best player in the league and you're passing it to win the game here? What are you? That was the last one I remember.
Kobe was such a killer, bro.
He's the best. He's the best. He's from Philly. He's a Philly guy.
Yeah.
Before he moved.
That's where he gets that attitude, dog.
Before he moved to Paris, which is where he really grew.
He was in Italy, too.
Yeah, well, maybe it was Italy and not Paris. Yeah, I thought it was Italy. Because he speaks
Italy.
French.
It was no,
he was in Italy. Yeah.
Italy.
Well, then he speaks Italian then, because wherever he moved, I know Italian. he spoke the second language.
And I saw, actually, on my Instagram today, they showed an old clip of LeBron taking the ball all the way down the court, and Kobe is guarding him from one side of the court to the other and then blocks his ass and just starts trash talking. This was an all-star game. Nowadays, God forbid, man.
Yeah, no.
It's because Kobe knew LeBron was soft and he hated that that's where the league was going. I mean, yeah, he's an infuriating player, man. LeBron, he could be the most physically dominating defensive player in the league, but he just flip-flops all over the fucking court. And then everyone followed his lead because he's the superstar of the league, and now the sport has turned into a fucking
nightmare. Well, he's also
done
a lot of good for the NBA, Tick.
Like,
I mean, what about beating the Golden State Warriors in that, where they're down 3-1? That was arguably one of the greatest teams in NBA history. And he came back, and that was riveting. That was awesome to watch. Or, I mean, like, even when he was with, I mean, when he was younger with Cleveland, he was awesome. I didn't like his phase with Miami.
God, the Miami thing was tough.
Yeah. Love Dwayne Wade, though.
D-Wade was great. Yeah.
All right, guys. 2024 is here in full swing, and that means it's time for our New Year's resolution check-in with our good friends over at Manscaped. It's never too late to level up your grooming game and keep your bush tamed. Gentlemen, keep your bush tamed. Okay, Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Guys, I had to have my own check-in, okay? I had to look at myself in the mirror. Need a haircut. I'm letting myself go here a little bit. But the beard is always looking good for as much as I have one, and that's because of Manscaped's new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Whether you're going for a trim or that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code SPORTSMANPOD20. That's code SPORTSMANPOD20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Okay? The ball is dropped, but don't drop the ball on your balls. Manscaped to the moon. All right, guys, let's move on here. Mr. Anderson has this on here. Justin Fields unfollows the Bears.
Oh, no.
Starts following Falcons players. I mean, that's never a good sign. I mean, A.J. Brown did it. Now he just did it to the Eagles. I don't think he's going to. That's never a good sign. Mikey, I mean, it might be good for you. You want Caleb Williams, so that might be a good sign for
you.
Well,
I mean,
I
don't necessarily want Caleb Williams, but I understand the possibilities of Caleb Williams, and I think it's the smarter move for the GM at this point is to draft Caleb Williams. But I just talked to Adam Rank about this for like a half hour. Him unfollowing, and he answered to it. He gave his reasoning today on the Brown Brothers podcast, which is Amon-Ra St. Brown and Equanimeous St. Brown, their podcast. And he said the reason he did it was that he's going on vacation, and he didn't just unfollow the Bears. He unfollowed the NFL and the Bears. And the reason he did that is because he's sick and tired of hearing about every single day of his life. Are the Bears going to trade him? Are they going to draft Caleb Williams? Are they going to trade him? Are they going to? And to a degree, I kind of understand that, because if you're going to work every single day and all that's being talked about and thrown in your face is your boss replacing you, that has to be kind of an annoying situation. The thing with me is this: you could have just deleted Instagram, dog, or you could have just disabled
it,
or you could have muted. You could have muted the accounts.
Surely there's someone in
his
camp who could tell
you. You know, if you're Justin Fields and you do what you did, you know this is only going to bring that much more attention to you. So he's either looking for the attention, or he really didn't think it through completely. Either way, I don't have an issue with the reason as to why he did it. I just think he could have done something else. That being said, the Bears are, I would say at this point, 85% likely to trade him. and to take Caleb Williams number one overall. That's my belief at this point. And really, there's no point discussing it further because you're not going to know until the trade is made for the pick, which I don't think is going to happen, or the trade is made for Justin. You're not going to know until April 25th or whatever it is, the night of the draft. So if Fields gets shipped before then you obviously know what road they're going to go. But if not, then you'll find out draft night. But I would be shocked. I would be shocked at this point if they stuck with Fields. I just would be. I just can't see it happening.
I also think I watched that clip. He said, you know, he didn't want to watch. He's going on vacation. He didn't want to see football. Pretty weird that, you know, you start following a whole other set of football players and football team.
Yeah. If you don't I don't know if he started following the Falcons guys after or he had been following them, because I know him and Kyle Pitts were like boys. So I think that I just don't know the timing of that. But I hear what you're saying, though, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it's a tough look, man. And you know, the thing is it's kind of tough for him because towards the end of the year, like the Bears fans kind of embraced him, you know, and then he lost to the Packers. And then it was like, that's it. We're done with him. It's like, sure. It always somehow comes back to the rivalry of the Bears Packers. And it's like,
as
you
it should
be the Packers. And like, you can't be the head quarterback of the fucking team.
3 years, he never beat him once. You can't have that. You just can't have it. I mean, again, this is a guy that this year threw for 225 yards, right? In his career, he's thrown for 225 yards six times. In this season alone, 1 year, 22 other quarterbacks threw for that many or more in one season than he has in 3 years. You can't have an NFL quarterback who can't throw for more than 225 yards a game. You just can't.
Guy no was running how good for he is his athletically. Life, Mike. I mean, he was running.
Tick, for he his runs for his life, number one, because he opts out of throwing the ball because he's not confident. He holds the ball too long in the pocket. And if he is going to run with the ball and he's going to be running for his life, the offensive line was not the worst in the league this year. It just wasn't. It was not. The Washington Commanders
the
was.
The Commanders was the worst. Yeah,
that's true.
And just it's listen, I love the guy. Everybody knows that's following me. I love the guy, but he just today's NFL, you need an athletic quarterback because all the great ones, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, they all could scoot and boogie. They all could run when they need to. When they got to make a scramble play, they all could do it to pick up a first down. But at the end of the day, you need a guy who could sit back, take the steps into the pocket and eviscerate you from the pocket. And you saw what happened with Lamar in the AFC Championship game. He couldn't get it done from the pocket. He could not. He had no answer. Patrick Mahomes, those guys, they all can operate from the pocket. And Justin just has not proven that he can. He just hasn't. There's been no consistency there. I love him. I wanted it to work. I really did. Maybe he'll work somewhere else and I'll eat all my words. Maybe that'll be the case. And God bless him if he does.
Well, so do you guys think there's a realistic spot that he could go to and be successful? Do you think there's a team out there that he could realistically go to and make it work? Be the guy
Atlanta's got a lot of playmakers. They got Drake London. They got Kyle Pitts. They got, Bijan Robinson. I mean, that could be a spot. The Steelers, the Steelers always seem to just be a good team that always is a fringe playoff team year after year. He's got some talent there. I think they probably need a couple more pieces there, especially at wideout, but that could certainly be a spot for him. You know, he's an outdoor quarterback. It's not like that's going to be a big deal for him to adjust to. They got a good defense, good coach. That could work.
What about the Lions?
What?
What about the Lions? I mean, if they ever moved off from Jared Goff, I mean,
I just don't think the Bears would ever trade him in division. I mean, they may release him after if they keep him this year, they may release him and not pick up the fifth year option, and he may become a free agent, and the Lions could do that.
Yeah.
But I can't see a world where the Bears are going to trade him to the Lions unless the Lions are like, "I'll give you a first round pick." Then sure, but
yeah. Or Vegas. I think Vegas would be.
Now they said today that Vegas was interested in May. That's the new rumor that Vegas was the newest suitor for Fields, and that they were shopping Fields. But man, I don't know. You're going to reunite this guy with Luke Getsy? Again, after what happened this past year and everyone's complaining about Luke Getsy and him, you're going to do it again? I mean, you got to be out of your mind if you're the Raiders, I think, to do that. But
I would say it's a step up from Garoppolo.
Oh, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
The Raiders really need to get the quarterback position figured out, because you know what? I think they're going to be a decent little team with Antonio Pierce. I do.
Yeah,
I think they're going to
have them firing on all cylinders, man.
He did. He did. They beat the Chiefs.
Well, now Jimmy G's suspended for 2 games for performance enhancing drugs.
Did they actually end up cutting him or not?
Actually cutting him from the team?
I thought they did. They were talking about releasing him as soon as that news broke.
I haven't seen
anything
that he's been
releasing.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo to be released before mid-March.
There you go. Okay, because because that's the pre-June cut saves you X amount of dollars against the cap as opposed to cutting him after June 1st or whatever. So that's probably why they want to do that.
This guy's done, man. He's done. And Ticket, you and Bob used to sing this guy's praises. I mean, this guy is...
Just win, Jimmy.
Why are you going to bring up old shit?
He would just win, man. I mean, his record still is very good. But yeah, I mean, I know. I should have known riding with Bob that was going to bang me in the long run, that take. I just wasn't seeing the field well, kind of like Jimmy, unfortunately.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, let's move on to a couple more things before we go to who's a problem. Flag football, part of the Olympics. You give a shit? Does that entice you at all? Do you think it's ridiculous? Joseph, what do you think?
I haven't watched the Olympics in years. I like to watch track and field events.
Yeah,
I think that those are very awesome to watch. And then the swimming, I'll watch the swimming.
The synchronized swimming?
No, like when Michael Phelps.
I mean,
like the lap swimming, I thought that's cool. And then the gymnastics, I'll watch the gymnastics. That aside, you're hard-pressed to get me to watch much.
In the Winter
Olympics, even less. Winter Olympics is strictly hockey. That's it.
I need to know who's going to play for Team USA flag football. I need to know who's playing. Like, if it's going to be guys from the NFL, they better win that gold medal running away with it. There better not be anything that stops the USA from winning. That's our sport. So there is no way that we could lose that. They got to win that. Like, you got to get the big dogs out there. You got to get, like, Tyreek Hill. You got to get, like, Jamar Chase. Like, guys that'll just smoke some guy from, like, Sweden. Like, no chance you're going to cover Tyreek Hill. Who's covering Tyreek Hill? Like, some guy from, like, Japan is going to cover him? He's going to get dusted. Like, no offense, but he's going to get dusted. Like, nobody's going to cover Tyreek Hill. We got guys playing football their whole lives can't cover this guy in the United States in the NFL.
You got to imagine, like, some of these rugby guys from New Zealand or something.
They can't use their brute strength. It's flags. So it's
imagine
like, you know,
Justin Jefferson in a fucking flag football game.
Yeah. I can't imagine any of these NFL guys. You got to imagine it's going to be college athletes. I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. Because I don't think the NFL guy, I don't know if like the NFL would let these guys play. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe.
They should give Michael and our guys a start, A.J. McCarron.
Yes.
Quarterback.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, guy was the league MVP in the XFL. Guy made the Bengals this year. He was a snap away from being the Bengals starter. They cut him, by the way.
Well, no, I know. I saw
he's
that.
He's back in the XFL with the Battlehawks.
That's ridiculous. Doubt,
A.J. McCarron, our guy.
Is the U? By the way, switching subject, is the USFL like affiliated with the NFL in some way? Do they own that league? Because I've seen
no,
them.
No, it's just a merger. They merged with the XFL.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've also seen I've seen them run ads for the USFL on NFL broadcasts.
I'm sure that they have ties because you know some of those guys that play in that if they're standout players, they get brought up to NFL practice squads and stuff like that if they're really dominant in that. I mean, that happens. I mean, you look at what happened with McCarron last year, all jokes aside, like the guy did get called up. He was on the active 53 man for the Bengals because of the Burrow situation. So
yeah,
it does happen. It just, you know, I don't know how often it happens, but it happens.
Sure. All right. One more topic before we move on here. Mbappe leaving PSG. Joseph.
Yeah.
That's PSG's, I mean, your team, man. You love them.
No, no.
Isn't that the team PSG you would always play with in FIFA?
No, I would always play with Juventus.
Oh, Juventus.
Always my team. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Juventus.
Yeah, he's my, always...
That's my squad, Joseph.
Is it really? It's a great, great squad. I used to love them because of Andrea Pirlo and Gianluigi Buffon.
Gianluigi Buffon,
and
sure.
Then, you know, Chiellini. And, I mean, just they had so many good players.
The old lady.
I will say, I think it's kind of cool to see him go. Obviously, you know, Real Madrid is as good as it gets in terms of, you know, football in Europe. It's as big of a team, as cherished as a dynasty. I mean, they've had everybody from fucking, you know, Zidane to fucking Ronaldo. To, yeah. I mean the other Ronaldo to, sure. I mean, they've had everybody. Beckham did a stint there. So it's going to be cool, I think, to see him play. You know, I wish it would have happened sooner, you know, when Messi was still with Barcelona. There, you know, the, you know, what is it called? The match they have, the Copa.
That's no, you're talking about El Clasico.
El Clasico, yeah, because that's always fucking electric every time Barcelona plays Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah.
But right. I think it's going to be really cool to see. And again, this guy, arguably the best footballer in the world right now. Chick, did I tell you I saw him in LA?
Mbappe?
Yeah, I did.
What?
I'm not even joking, dude. I went to do the Runyon Canyon.
Okay. To do the Runyon Canyon. You would...
Nicole and I were going to do the Runyon Canyon, and we parked, and all of a sudden this giant black Escalade, you know where the entrance to the Runyon Canyon is?
Yeah.
There's like the gate you got to go through, and then mm-hmm. there's normally a guy selling shit on the side.
Yeah.
So this fucking giant Escalade pulls right up next to this gate, and like four guys get out, and the thing leaves, and I look over, and I'm like, oh my fucking goodness. It's Mbappe, and he was in town for, I think it was, what's the sports awards? Is it the ESPYs?
The ESPYs, maybe?
Yeah. So it was something, I don't remember exactly what it was, and I looked at Nicole, I'm like, nobody even knows who the fuck this guy is. This guy, he's just walking, and he just went to start doing the fucking Runyon Canyon.
Wow. You didn't say anything to him?
I wasn't close enough. It was from a distance. There's a very likely possibility it wasn't Mbappe. I mean, but I swear to God,
Wait, there was a possibility it wasn't him?
I'm saying maybe it wasn't him. I'm saying I'm pretty certain that I know what Mbappe looks like.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
if but I didn't have a
that,
chance.
If you're telling that story, listen, you have to stick with it was him. You can't.
100%.
Okay, then 100%. Okay.
The guy was wearing all Nike. I mean, he's
got to be Mbappe, a very then.
Noticeable yeah. guy. I was yeah. like, oh my God.
Joey Colcutt's Kylian Mbappe conversation would be interesting.
I would have no idea what to say to him.
What can you say to him? Congrats on all the success, man. Great job.
Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Bonne chance.
Yes. Casablanca, unoccupied France. God bless.
I will say that watching him in the World Cup was pretty fucking amazing, man.
No, he's a special. Him, he's a special
him going up like in that second half against Argentina was one of the better games. I mean,
that was one of the better finals in the history. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Amazing. But yeah, to answer your question, Tick, I think it's going to be really cool. I think it'll be really good. And I think if you're a huge player like that, it's in your benefit to move around. And kudos to him. He turned down going to the Saudi League. They were going to offer him a fucking king's ransom. And I'm sure he's still making a fortune, but he would have been making a lot more. And he said no. And I think there's a lot of merit to that, man.
Absolutely.
Same way as there was when Messi said no and instead took a smart business deal to go to fucking the MLS. And look at Ronaldo's rotting away now in the fucking Saudi league. Nobody even knows what this guy's doing.
Yeah. I have no idea. He fell off the face of the earth. I haven't seen a Ronaldo highlight and I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, that's what happens. Nobody's watching.
I was so excited when he came to Juventus too. I thought we were going to win Champions League. We came so close, but
we went to the semis twice.
I thought we went to the finals with him. Did we not?
We went to the finals once and we went to the semis once or twice. And
it's a shame. We couldn't do it. Really is
awful.
Why do you think it benefits players to move around, like the really good players? Why do you say
that?
Well,
because sometimes, you know, depending on the league, right? Like I would say La Liga overall from start to finish is a more well-rounded league than, you know,
than the French league. In the French league, you have PSG, you have normally you have Lyon, you have Marseille, you have a few teams who are good, but you look at La Liga, man, and you got Barcelona, you got fucking Atletico Madrid, you got Real Madrid, you got, I mean, Valencia, you got lots of good teams. And I think it's just, it showcases the player a little bit better that, you know, especially when you're going to a different league, you know, so. And for Champions League, it'll be cool to see him playing with Real.
I think it'll be really cool.
I think he's still so young. It's crazy, man. He's got like another two to three World Cups that he can still play for before he retires. Which is insane.
He's still in his prime.
It's unbelievable.
Well, when he broke on, onto the scene in the World Cup, and not this one, the one prior, I believe. I mean, he was only like 18 years old.
Yeah. I mean, that was two ago.
Yeah. I mean, he is. I mean, now he's probably 23. I would guess 20. He's right in the middle of his prime still. You know, he's got one more like spectacular run left in the World Cup, I would imagine. But Joe's right; he'll play in the next two.
He's 25 now. But I mean,
he'll be
33 and two.
Yeah,
two more World Cups. He'll be 33.
I mean, 33 is getting up there in soccer, dude. I mean, he ain't gonna run. He ain't gonna run at 33 the way he's gonna run.
But Mikey, he could even at 33, he could come off the bench.
He could. No, he'll be like Messi at that point. Like Messi was in the last World Cup. I mean, that's fine. I mean, he's still going to be better than 80% of the players in the world at that point, probably. So
yes,
it won't matter.
It's all that conditioning he's getting over at Runyon Canyon, man.
It is.
That's what's keeping him young, though.
Tick, I got to get you. We're now on the EPL train. Mikey got us on.
Yeah, we're big on soccer now, man. This is a soccer.
I can get involved.
A soccer show now.
I might have to get up Saturday morning to watch a game with Mike. I might have to tune something in just to get something going.
Yeah.
So are Saturdays like their football Sunday?
Yes.
Like Saturday the big day.
Well, no. Yes. But well, in
Saturday
Europe,
and
Saturday
Sunday
evening.
Morning. Saturday and Sunday morning, you get the EPL action. It's the
best. In fact, I'm gonna see who's playing on Saturday.
Well, we got Champions League this week. We had two great Champions League games today with Arsenal.
That's where it gets confusing. So
Champions
League is when you have both of the leagues playing together.
All of the
right?
major league, all of the Champions League.
La Liga, Bundesliga.
Well, Champions League
La Liga,
is like
Bundesliga. Yeah.
So you have to qualify. Yeah. You have to qualify for the Champions League, and then they have teams from every single division from all around Europe. And basically they go in round robin and they get selected. So like you'll have a team from, you know, the Serie A, like Juventus playing a team from, you know, the EPL, like Manchester United.
So that's gotta be like the pinnacle, right? That's gotta be bigger than winning your own league.
Yes, it's winning the Champions League is like arguably the biggest thing that you can.
Yes, that's the biggest club championship
accomplishment
that you can win.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean the only thing bigger than that is winning the Euro Cup or winning the World Cup. That's the only thing.
Okay, guys, let's move on here to who's a problem. Mikey, let's start with you this week. Who's a problem?
Oh boy, who's a problem this week? Let's think about that very briefly. And I'm going to say that Adam Silver's a problem. I think that this guy's got to get a handle on this league.
Sure.
He voiced, I think, his displeasure, which good for him. He should have after that pathetic display that was the All-Star game. But man, do they need to reevaluate, like even the in-season tournament thing that they did at the beginning. Just the NBA has just lost so much of it's lost so much of its bite. There's no bite to it whatsoever. It's so washed out. And you know, it's sad because college basketball is so good. College basketball is so fun, so entertaining. And then you come to the pros and it's like, man, like this is just, what is it? There's no substance to it. It just feels like a shell of its former self. And I think they need to just figure it out. And maybe Silver's got to, I don't know, put his foot down, you know, rearrange priorities or whatever you got to do. But man, it's getting tougher and tougher to watch. Like I'd rather watch a regular season baseball game between the Reds and the Indians than watch a regular season NBA game at this point.
I agree. I mean, the NBA's fucked until they find a way to make these guys play defense. Until they figure out how to do that, there's nothing they can do. They can have all these in-season tournaments. They could try all these little gimmicks. Until you make them play defense, it's going to be the same crap product.
Yep.
That's my opinion.
No, you're right.
All right, Joe, who's a problem this week?
I'm gonna do a duo, like two guys in one. I'm gonna do Pat Beverly and JJ Redick. Okay. These guys are trying to stay relevant right now, and nobody really gives a shit. JJ Redick, I mean, take it out. Am I wrong? JJ Redick is jarring with Pat Beverly. Pat Beverly, it all stemmed, Mikey, if you didn't hear what happened, it all stemmed
what's
from
going on with that?
Doc Rivers became the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks mid-season out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then somehow made the All-Star game as the head coach, which is one of the wilder things.
I remember when they fired the Bucks head coach and everyone was like, why did they fire this guy? He had a winning record. Like, he had a good record with Milwaukee still during the season. So I remember that, but go ahead, continue.
So anyways, JJ Redick was saying, you know, they've recently been experiencing some losing. They've not been great. And so he was just saying that Doc Rivers has been an issue. And, you know, and it's a big reason, like, you know, instead of just blaming the players, that he should take some of the heat. Pat Beverly got traded to the Bucks at the trade deadline. So now he's a Buck. This guy's been around the league like 7,000 times. You want to talk about, you know, what was the phrase we talked about? A journeyman? This guy is the ultimate journeyman now, man. So anyways, he defended his coach. He started jarring at fucking JJ Redick, and now they got Twitter beef going on back and forth, and they're talking about it on their podcast and on the Stephen A. show. JJ Redick was running his mouth and stuff. It's like, come on, man. Like, it's just like, I that's why I stopped watching these sports shows, Mikey, because I just can't. It's like they make up this drama or they make up this shit that nobody gives a fuck about. And it's like then they blow it out of proportion and Stephen A's going off on this guy and this guy's going off on this one and this clickbait, and it's all clickbait. Yeah. I can't stand it. And you know what? It's just like JJ Redick is no longer relevant in terms of, like, you know, he was a great basketball player. Pat Beverly was saying, you know, that he shouldn't have been fucking guarding who was it when they lost in the playoffs? He said Jamal Crawford should have been in his position instead. And they're just going back and forth. Pat Beverly is past his prime. And I used to love the tenacity that he played with. But I just think that they're both, it's just like they're just trying to be in the public eye, you know? And so it's like sometimes this Twitter beef, and again, I don't use Twitter for this reason because I'd probably be going off against half the people on that fucking
platform.
Yeah,
you would be.
You need a Twitter, man. You need one.
Although, I got to be honest, I feel like people on Instagram with the comments let that fly a lot more than they do with, like, tweets. Sure. I just feel that way. Like, and the Instagram people, why they're worse is because half the people that clap on Instagram have the feature where you can't at them and respond to anything. Like, it won't allow you to at them, which is really the most cowardly move of all time. You are you are lower than whale shit. If you comment on Instagram and you clap at people and you don't allow them to tag you back, you are an absolute coward.
There's a lot of those people out there. A lot of them are celebrities.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
But celebrities aren't going to clap at you, though. I'm talking about...
I don't mean celebrities. I mean, like, public figures, like people who work for ESPN or like reporters or like guys
even,
like that.
Even them, I feel like it's these average Joes that are like Joe Blow nobody, and they comment and they clap at you, and then you try and at them to just even say like, oh, thanks a lot, man. And it says, oh, so-and-so does not allow you to mention. Well, you're a coward.
Yeah. Joe, you got to get on Twitter, man. It is. Yeah, I've been trying
understand.
To get you on
I don't
Twitter
understand
a while.
It.
I didn't either, and then I just dove in head first, and I like it arguably more than Instagram now. I think
it's great.
Twitter's
great.
I think
great,
it's
man.
A wild amount of fun.
Twitter is great.
It's so as fun, good man. As it gets. You will have to bite your tongue though a little bit. You're gonna have to learn to not get so upset with it. There's just trolls. There's 10 times more trolls on Twitter than there are on Instagram. But I think it could be good, man. I think you'd like it a lot. All right, my who's a problem this week is not sports related. It's apartment building complexes. To fucking apply to these places now, you have to pay $500. You've got administrative fees, you've got application fees, you've got background check. I used to apply, I moved around a lot. It was never more than $50, and you could usually get it refunded if you didn't get the apartment. I had to pay. I couldn't apply to more than two places because it was $500 between the two of them. I spent almost $1,000 to apply to two different apartment building complexes.
You know how much I
hopefully
paid?
I get one.
$1,200
for what? Just the one place? That see now, okay.
Now
was
here's
any of
the
it
thing:
your deposit.
Some of it was like, I think there was a way that if you didn't get approved for it, you got half of it back. So it would have cost you $600.
These guys are scumbags, man, because there's nothing that they need to pay for. There's those margins must be insane because all they need to pay for is a background check. That's the only money out of that application process that is that they need to use for that. And that doesn't cost more than $50. So my guy just made $425 off of an apartment I might not even fucking get. That's just terrible. That's just a scam, man. That's just a scam. Lord knows how many people are going to apply to it. Only one guy's going to get it. It's just, yeah. I find it to be disgusting. I find it to be horribly, horribly disgusting.
Well, how many vacant apartments are available in the unit that you're in?
Well,
in
I applied to two different, I applied to two different buildings and they had the exact same application fees. Like what?
I'll give you some bad news.
Yeah.
You want some bad news?
Not really. But
this area was just rated the highest financial income area in the United States of America. So I guess these people are aware and they're just throwing out fucking fees.
Bro, part of the draw about moving there when we first started this process was like, oh, it'll be cheaper than LA. I don't think it is, man. I think it's more.
No,
expensive.
No, it is cheaper because of taxes.
Okay, well, I haven't started that process yet. Yes. I got to get a residence before I can start getting
it. Yeah, but the taxes, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is wonderful.
Oh, Tiki, you know how much gas is here? You know how much gas is?
Like $3. Yeah, it's nice.
That's like Jersey.
Nice.
That's like Jersey.
Yeah, that's real. That's tight. That's tight, man.
Is it in Cali? $5 a gallon?
Oh, $5. At least. Like, it was fucking ticket. I'm paying $5.29 for premium.
In Florida?
Premium.
You got it like that, Tom? You got it like that, man? So you're paying the same amount of money for gas. You're just getting the better shit now.
No,
I
was paying premium in LA. I was paying way more than that.
Oh, you were putting premium into that Jaguar?
It had to. 91 octane.
You're wild, dog.
You had to. It was a V8, Michael.
I hear you.
The thing went like 200 miles an hour.
What about the Celica, though, back in the day? You weren't putting premium into that thing.
Oh, fuck no. The Mitsubishi Eclipse?
Oh, the Eclipse. Right. The Eclipse.
No, that thing was getting 87 regular octane.
All right, guys, let's move on to some viewer questions. Let's tackle a few of these today. First one comes from Ethan Risenga. If you guys were to rob a casino Ocean's 11 style, what would everyone's role be? I'll start. I think Joe would be that little, I think he'd be that little guy who was the acrobat who flipped all around the room. I think that's who Joe would be. I think he
would. Give me a break. By the
listen,
way,
man, you used to balance on medicine balls, man. I think you could be that guy.
I don't know if I could do fucking flipstick. By the way, I've never watched that movie from start to finish.
Oh, my God. It's a classic.
Nicole says that it's a drastic mistake on my part. I've never watched
it. It's massive, dude. All three of them are. The second one's a little poor, but the third one kind of rebounds again.
The OG with Sinatra and Dean Martin is great. Great.
Wait, Sinatra's in it?
In the original Ocean's 11, yeah. Or the Ocean's, yeah. Ocean's 11. Yes.
I think Mikey would be Andy Garcia, the guy who owns the hotel, the casino. I think that's who
ripped off. That's me.
Yeah. That's, well, you tried extremely hard, but the crew was just too good, man.
Yeah, I think I would be Dean Martin's character in Ocean's 11, the original Ocean's 11.
Is that Brad Pitt in the newer one? Does he play that guy?
Maybe. I don't know. I see the new one I haven't seen in so long, but the original one I watched pretty recently, so I don't really remember. But yeah, the original Ocean's 11, 1960. You should watch that, Joe. It's great. Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., the whole Rat Pack. It's phenomenal.
I didn't even know that there was an original.
Yes, the original Ocean's 11, the original Rat Pack, Sinatra, DeMarco. You watch some of those old Sinatra movies, man. They're, you know, Robin Hood and the Seven Thieves. I mean, they're really good, really good.
There you go. All right, guys. Next question comes from Cam. If you had one dream sponsor for the Sportsman, what would it be?
NASCAR.
No. Dream. I mean, that's a good question. I don't know. I'd love to be like, sponsored by McDonald's.
Yeah. Gatorade.
Gatorade was another one I thought about.
Gatorade.
What about
cool.
Really? Gatorade? What about Michael? What about like Nespresso?
Oh, I would love that. Nice. In fact, I would love one right now.
We're all avid coffee drinkers here. I think Nespresso. Imagine getting your machine.
Nespresso all your always. Anytime I tag Nespresso, they always hit back in the DM every time.
Really?
Yeah, they always do. They're good. Their customer service. Let me tell you something. And the Nespresso app. When you order Nespresso pods off the Nespresso app, these fucking people will deliver those pods. Regular standard shipping. They will be at your door the next morning. I don't know how they do it. On a Sunday, I don't know how they do it. The best shipping and delivery I've seen of any company. It's unreal, Nespresso. How good they
are. That's unbelievable.
Is that the only coffee you drink, Mikey? Are you an Nespresso
guy?
No,
but when I'm home, we have the Nespresso. So, but in the morning, when I go out to work, I just grab a cup from my local whatever.
Some people think that Keurig is as good. It's not.
I have the Keurig at this place, and it's fine.
It's simply not as good.
It's watery. You can't get it to. It's
watery. It's watery. It's weak. Nespresso puts a natural froth onto the top of the coffee.
It does.
Yeah.
It's unreal, man. Special. It's just unreal.
All right. So Nespresso, it is.
And the nice little Nespresso cup that it comes with.
I bought the little glass ones. Do you have? Is that the one you're talking about, Tick?
Yeah, I used to have it. I don't have it anymore. But the little glass.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Okay.
Wait, what? Where's he going?
He's getting the Nespresso glass cup that it comes with, or you have to buy it. That's Tick,
Did you tail the Gators tonight?
I didn't tail the Gators tonight. I haven't been betting much. When I'm alone, I don't tend to bet.
We got a tie game with 35 seconds left.
All right,
Bama in Florida.
Is this an only subs pick?
It is. I took the Gators +8.5. They were getting.
You've been pretty hot. You've been doing well. Yeah, thing.
Joe, I have that, but I have the full-size coffee cup glass from Nespresso.
Right? I got these ones with the saucers, and they're for they're sensational.
Take Florida tonight? Did you tail Florida +8.5?
Oh, you're Florida? No, I didn't. I took Alabama live +2.5.
Okay, it's tied. It's 85-85.
It's about to go to overtime.
No, is it? I don't want overtime.
It's 14 seconds left. Alabama just is going to have the ball coming back.
I hope they score. I hope Alabama scores.
Yeah, well, we would both win.
Yes.
So have you been doing well with the betting recently, Joe? I haven't talked to you much about it.
Last week's not
good. When he's not with Bob.
Well, yeah. Bob, we really banged us. I love the guy. And listen, I said this to him the other day. For a guy who has everything in the world, like he's got like, this guy had a video come out of him hitting the worst golf ball I've ever seen. And the same day, Tiger Woods hit the same shank.
All right. Next question comes from Liam Hayes. Guys from Liverpool, England. It's got an EPL question here. Which Premier League team would you boys support if you had to choose one? Maybe you guys already have one. I don't know.
Well, I would say I don't have one yet. Obviously, the big teams, Liverpool, Man City, Man U, Chelsea, not so much anymore. But here's the thing is that Perez is unbeknownst to a lot of people, is a humongous Liverpool supporter. Liverpool. Yeah. So I feel like in respect to FP, I would probably jump on board the Liverpool train. And then I'll never walk alone again.
Same.
I you know what it is? It's like, I feel like we don't have anybody else in our crew that's like hardcore supporting a team. So like, I want to ride with the boys, you know? So for me, I would probably do that. So, oh my goodness, Michael, it's going overtime.
Yeah. I don't share a team with any of you guys. So maybe we can go with Liverpool. Let's go with Liverpool. Mikey.
Well, who does Liverpool play this week? Who does Liverpool play this week? Maybe we can know. maybe we can
ride that.
Liverpool. I don't even know.
What are we doing here, pal?
If I all swear right. to God, if Florida fucking loses by 9 points in overtime, I'm gonna lose my fucking. I'm gonna lose.
They
my
won't
mind.
Lose by nine.
They won't lose by nine, Mikey. Fucking... You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Bob's not on the bet. It's just you.
That's true.
All right, Joe, while you look for that, I'll ask you one more question. Bailey wants to know, any chance the boys would watch a rugby league or the AFL game this off season? No. Is that something you could get into? Oh, no.
No.
Rugby, or AFL?
Yeah.
Like Aussie rule? I'll tell you one thing. When I went
Aussie rules football.
When I went to Australia, these guys go crazy. It was rugby union, which is where the All Blacks play. And then the rugby, the Aussie rules is like completely different style. Like they do more kicking and stuff like it's fucking cool, man. Those guys get into it. And there's nothing quite like going to a bar in Australia and watching and you have no idea what's going on. These guys are losing their minds.
I would 100% watch it under the circumstances like Joe just described. If I was like there, I would love it. But to sit home in my living room and watch it, I don't know.
I will say the other coolest thing is watching in the rugby union, the All Blacks. They do that before the game. They have the chant that they do. Yeah. That's pretty fucking. I mean, imagine you're going up against those guys beforehand. Sure. These guys look like intimidating. They're ready to kill your firstborn.
But those guys are from New Zealand, though, aren't they? Isn't that a New Zealand team, the All Blacks?
Yeah, New Zealand. But that's rugby union. So they'll play Australia, they'll play England, they'll play.
Got it.
It's international. Michael, Liverpool this Sunday plays Chelsea, 10 a.m.
Oh, that's a good one.
At Chelsea. That's going to be a nice little match. Maybe the boys do a little.
Sure.
I'll ride with that.
I like the 7:30 a.m. starts. The real early birds are great, man. Wake up, cup of coffee, and you just sit there. My kids aren't even awake yet. Oh, that's beautiful.
By the way, Luton Town lost today. Or what day was it? They lost to Liverpool 4-1. That's what we should have got, Michael.
All right, let's do one more and let's get out of here. Sean wants to know, with baseball around the corner, who do you see in the World Series? Who are your teams that you're taking to make the World Series? Mikey?
That's a great question. National League, listen, the Dodgers bought themselves a pennant, or at least they're trying to purport that they bought themselves a pennant. So I'm going to go with the Dodgers just because. Now, the Dodgers, historically, they're probably going to fall. They'll probably lose in the first round of the playoffs. But I'm just going to pick the Dodgers just because that's who I'm going to take right now. And then AL, coming out of the AL, I'll go ultra dark horse. How about this one? Give the Baltimore Orioles.
Whoa!
Orioles. Yeah, I think the Orioles are going to be a headache to deal with for a very, very long time, man. So, I'll take a wild shot in the AL. Give me the Orioles, and then I'll go chalk in the NL, and I'll take
You want to take the Yankees, though, don't you?
No, I don't, dude. I'm not pleased. If they get Blake Snell, I'll be pleased, but I'm not completely pleased.
You guys are never happy, man. Juan Soto, man. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
Your pitching does need help, though, which wins World Series.
Pitching needs help, Tick. I agree with Michael. Snell. If they get Snell, that would be really nice.
Snell is great. I do agree with Michael that I do think that with regards to the NLS, the Dodgers got to be the favorite. But I won't take Chuck. I'll take the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta Braves are still going to be an unbelievable team.
They're a great team. No,
they're still going to be great. And, you know, they barely lost. It was what it was. But I'll take – they ran into a buzzsaw team, which, you know, I'm not going to go in there because I don't want to upset Tick. But they ran into a buzzsaw. And, you know, I still think that they're a great team, but I'll go with the Braves. And in the American League, give me the Devil Rays. I think Tampa's still a very good team. Who am I? I don't know jack shit about baseball.
If Arizona can make a run like they did last year, I mean, there's no pick that's that crazy.
That's right. That's why I kind of like Baltimore. But
sure.
I think the Astros are still going to be. They're all
Astros. They're always good. I didn't want to go too chalky on both sides, so that's why I went 1-1. But
give me the Phillies.
Fighting Phils.
I think it's our time. I think we've been close a lot recently. I think this is our year. And then I like the Yankees. I think you guys will make a move by the trade deadline if you find that you do need some help. I think you guys are pretty much all in to try and win this year and next year, because I don't know how long you're going to be able to hang on to everybody. So I like the Yankees. I like the Yankees to do whatever it takes. That wow, being said, like they have just been riddled with bad luck. They just can't get out of their own way. Now, I'm banking on that not continuing this year, but who knows? Give me the Phillies, give me the Yankees, and that'll be a fun one. That would be, if that happens, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yankees, Phillies. Oh man,
oh, yeah. God.
I don't think you'd talk to each other.
2009 for... all over again, baby.
I wouldn't be able to watch that game.
Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy Rollins fucked that up for you guys because he just couldn't shut his mouth. That was Jimmy Rollins' fault.
Wait, which one? What are you talking about?
In 09, man.
Yes.
Jimmy Rollins was talking so much shit, dog.
Yeah, he was. We'll always have 2008, though.
Yes, you will. Yes,
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt Ryan Howard, by the way. Nice guy.
Michael.
Yeah, I know, dude. What is it now? Are they up eight?
The guy just missed a front end of a 1-1.
I saw, Joe.
Where'd you meet Ryan Howard? Where did you meet
Ryan Howard? You met Ryan Howard?
So Ryan Howard vacationed at the same place where I vacation every single summer with my kids. They're up 7. I'm going to lose this fucking game in overtime,
dude.
Oh, no. I told you, bro. Why would you say you can't lose? Why? How am I?
I didn't say you can't lose. No, I said that. No, I never said that. I never said you can't lose. Not once.
End the show, Tick.
All right. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe for Mikey. Send your questions into the Instagram. Mr. Anderson will send them back to us at the end of each show. A lot of fun as always, boys. Didn't end the way we wanted it to, but Mikey V, Joey D, I'm a big
Mikey, ticket. You're still covering.
We'll see you guys next time.